Andy.
Andy,
Andy.
I've just been to the dentist this afternoon.
Oh.
Considering we were talking about Lent and all that, am I allowed to give up going to the dentist for Lent?
Well, you'd have already failed that.
That's sadly true. Hello, welcome to the Messy Pew.
That's right, it is the messy
It's
pew.
the Messy Pew. I don't know why I looked at you with questions in my mind. Anyway, yes, this is where we talk anything from God, Bible, church, cider, dentistry, Lent. Well, and in this episode, Lent, I guess we've kind of given the game away a little bit. Presented by, well, his name's Andy.
And his name's Andy.
How are you today, my friend? I notice you are your backdrop looks somewhat a little bit different to normal.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm good. I am actually doing this from the office today for a change of pace
Excellent. Yes.
or
This
change of
is
space.
well, we normally record on a Thursday evening. It's now, Friday afternoon and life.
Early evening.
Early evening, well, late afternoon. Are we gonna quibble at this point? I've got a funny feeling we might be quibbling a little bit
Shall we
later
go
on.
with Sheldon Cooper's answer to this and call it pre-evening?
Pre-evening, Andy, my friend. Happy pre-evening.
Happy pre-evening to you. So, aside from dentistry and soon to be royal teeth, how are you?
I'm aside from dentistry and having my dentist upset at me and talking about things like cancellation lists, which makes me wonder how on earth are you meant to, just drop everything and go to the dentist in 24 hours notice. I am fine. If that's an answer for the ages, I am fine.
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 That's the go-to Christian answer to how are you, isn't it? I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm falling apart inside. I shouted at the kids in the car, shouted at my better half in the car. I'm happy to be here. I'm fine.
So, a Sunday morning answer, isn't it? Like, how many times have you gone into church and someone's gone, "Hi, Andy, you all right?" And you're, "Yeah, fine." Like,
I may have
it's
channeled.
not been the most stressful hour of the week to get everyone up and out on a Sunday morning, even though it's like 2 hours later than you have to get out. Well, more than that, isn't it? It's like 2, 3 hours later than you get out of the house on a regular day.
I may have channeled memories of Sunday mornings just then. Indeed, that is where my passion for my little spiel just came from.
Fair enough.
On
Yeah.
the topic of church calendar, there is something obvious for us to discuss this week. Pancake Day.
Pancake Day. Oh,
Pancake
Pancake
Day.
Day is great. Did you have pancakes on Pancake Day?
Pancake Day is like, for some bizarre reason, I don't eat pancakes particularly the rest of the year. So Pancake Day is, a special time, and I had a grand total of two pancakes on Pancake Day.
Really pushed the boat out there, didn't you?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was a long work day, and being gluten free and all, you don't actually. It's not like you can particularly go along to groups and get a pancake. Because those pancakes make, yeah. Anyway, it's not the gluten free podcast.
Yeah, they make
That's
you
a
blow
very
up.
good podcast, which I'm not involved with in any way, shape, or form.
Is there an actual gluten-free podcast?
Yeah, well, there's probably at least one at the moment, but yeah, there was one I listened to a while back.
I didn't realize podcasts contained gluten.
I'm trying to avoid giving that a response.
That's right, you're giggling quietly, so it's fine.
out of embarrassment. Anyway, so yeah, Pancake Day, the, you know, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, in Christian Church Canada, you've got your Christmases, you've got your Easters, and then you've got Pancake Day. That's about it, right?
Well, there's a few other ones, isn't there?
Are you suggesting I've missed something out?
Well, you've got Advent leading up to...
Okay, Christmas. Advent's cool. Yeah, and I guess we've done one on that event. You've got
Pentecost after Easter.
Hmm.
Which is, I think, is quite cool. You've got Lent. That's the big one, isn't it?
Lent.
The one that we're in now.
Lent.
And it's not when you've borrowed something from someone.
So, Lent, is that when you're meant to be giving something up?
Yeah. Yeah, so traditionally everyone used to give up chocolate for Lent, didn't they? Is that just what happened in Devon 15 years ago?
Well, I don't know. I mean, is it just me? But I don't really remember Lent being a thing when I was younger. I don't know why. I know. It's just something.
You know,
it was never on my register. I just don't get it. Oh, crikey. Crashing all over the place here.
But, you know, we went to the same church then and like they talked about it.
Did I just blank out over that? Did they talk about giving up chocolate and stuff and I just never...
Well, not necessarily just chocolate, but that was the one that most people did, wasn't it? I think.
But I honestly... I mean, it was something that I knew about. It was something that I knew that some Christians did, but never really came on my radar until maybe about 10, 15 years ago. And I guess for that reason, I've just never really... It's always been like an odd Christian thing that some... churches do, and I'm like, no, I'm all right.
Fair enough. I've seen it done in lots of different ways in different churches that I've been in.
Has it mostly been people giving up social media and making, you know, a big kind of social media post about how they're giving up social media?
That does happen surprisingly often.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, I think that the whole point of it is it's meant to be a season of fasting.
Okay.
Which, yeah.
But why?
Why have a season of fasting or why fast at all?
I guess why fast during this particular time? I mean, one could argue for dietary reasons, there's an argument to fast every now and then. But why is this kind of weird thing to fast between now and Easter? And it's not even between now and Easter because you get Sundays off.
You do, yeah. So I think... like the length of it, I think, is somehow linked to Jesus fasting in the wilderness for 40 days.
Okay.
Which I always find interesting that he went and fasted in the wilderness for 40 days, and then the Bible says, and he was hungry. So, well, yeah. but I think it was... John Mark Comer, is it? Comer?
Ruthless Elimination, of Being Busy.
Of Hurry. Yeah. I think he commented on that as it wasn't that... because after Jesus has been in the wilderness and fasted, he's then tempted by the devil. And I think in that book he says that Actually, Jesus wasn't tempted by the devil because he was weak at that point, but Jesus had prepared for 40 days by fasting so that he would resist temptation. I think I'm summarizing that very badly. And if John Mark Comer is listening, I'm sorry, but feel free to come on and talk to us about it correctly next time.
Is this the second show in a row where we end up apologizing to a famous Christian writer bloke?
Yeah, because I know that I've read his book, and I know that I think, well, I'm fairly certain that's what he said, but that is definitely not a quote.
I still don't get it. I still don't get, because we even if that was the applicable teaching for Lent today, it's not like we are about to go into, I guess my question is, if that's the case, then why don't we just fast all the time?
Well, some Christians do.
Maybe, well, not all we the should. Time,
but like regularly. And maybe we should do more. Because I think fasting is like an odd concept, isn't it? Because like, I think when you think about it now, you think of like various diets and fads that have come along in the last few years as like a health thing. But kind of fasting has been a Christian or Jewish practice for thousands of years. And one, I think it's an exercise of self-control, one of the fruits of the spirit. definitely an exercise of self-control.
Self-control. Wow, interrupting you.
Yeah, and you've got this stuff that kind of Paul wrote about denying the flesh to increase the spirit. I think a lot of the time, particularly in Western church and culture, we've got a odd relationship with food that's very different to how it would have been. Like, you know, I think it's only in kind of recent times that food is quite so readily available and easy to get whatever you want, whenever you want it.
And whilst that might be true, instead of, you know, encouraging people to give up something for Lent, shouldn't we be, you know, encouraging us to maybe have a more straightforward relationship with food on a regular basis?
Possibly. Yeah, it's like, I think there is definitely a place for a practice and rhythm of fasting in our spiritual journey and faith. And I think Jesus said to fast. So
did he?
Well, it's a bit in the Sermon on the Mount, isn't it? It says, I think it says, when you fast, do it without complaining or something like that. Which is difficult because I'm definitely moan about fasting.
Thank you, because I was like,
so I should really
kind of past complaints from people who've given up chocolate for Lent, and all I could hear was people talking about, oh, I'm so looking forward to Easter so I can crack open all those eggs. It's like, oh, okay,
it's kind of not really the point, but we will do it, I think. And yeah,
I look forward to going to the supermarket so I can crack open the chocolate eggs afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, that's different, though, isn't it?
But maybe I don't have the self-control that you're talking about.
Yeah. And I think it's difficult, isn't it? Because I think if you think, I can't go a month and a bit without chocolate or something else, that probably suggests that your relationship with that food is not great. And I realise that I am as guilty of this as anyone else. So
I'm silently laughing at the other end at this point, dear listener.
I'm going to let you finish that point, Andy.
Well, I guess the point is that maybe instead of focusing on things like diet and being aware of what we put into our bodies and being aware of healthy rhythms of life once a year, maybe we should be talking about it on a more regular basis. I mean, that's a very anti-Lent sentiment coming from me, which I'm not sure is what you're intending.
I was going to say, I think there's space for both, and that actually we should have a regular practice of all the spiritual disciplines, but there are kind of seasons where we need to amplify some over others.
And I think that's probably the point of the matter. There's probably space for both in this kind of weird church, not weird, that's not the word I was looking for, wide church of ideas that is the church.
I think we might have got your real opinion there, Andy, might we?
In that, you know, if you're someone who doesn't feel that giving up something for Lent is helpful to you, then fine. If you're someone who does feel that giving up something for Lent is helpful to you, then great. Is there anything we can do to support you in that? Is there anything we can pray for you particularly or whatever? I guess to go back to our, you know, golden rule, how can we be excellent to each other during Lent?
Yeah. And a question for you, Andy, without moaning about it, have you given anything up for Lent?
No. I mean, I used to be awesome, but I gave that up for Lent a long time ago and never picked it back up again.
That is true.
Oi, have you given anything up for Lent?
I have, yes. Well, I've given up several things for Lent.
Okay, you only meant to give up one, but there's here.
Well, yeah, we've decided to go vegan for Lent, Veganuary, but in Lent.
Okay, that's a little bit behind the times, but okay.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's a fast and we're doing it of sorts. It's not really fast, is it? It's just we're limiting the food that we eat for the season of Lent.
Cool. And I'm going to attempt to do what I just preached and be okay with that, accept that and not, you know, take the mick too much.
Why would you take the mic, Andy? There's nothing to moan about with this.
I'll enjoy my bacon sandwich later.
That I wouldn't have otherwise tried.
But not burgers.
Well,
or bacon.
Vegan burgers.
Not the same.
Well, they're not the same, no, because they're made of different things, but they
I wonder if at this point we should wrap things up before we go down another kind of cul-de-sac of tangents.
Okay, so to sum up then, we think that it's good to incorporate fasting in your spiritual journey in some way, but it needs to be the way that's right for you.
Excellent. Okay, so that has been the Messy Pew. This has been our attempt to share some sort of ideas and thoughts or whatever about Lent. I'm going to go eat some chocolate and something meaty for tea and possibly drink some wine because I have no self-control at all whatsoever. I apologize for that.
It's okay. I'm still a little beer, so...
That's
some beers,
someone
not
who's
beer.
Not allowed beer ever. I hate you.
Not all beers are vegan, so I can't have all of them, but I only need one or two at a time. So
there's some very good gluten-free vegan beers. But anyway, that's enough of that. If you've got any complaints about anything we've said, please feel free to email themessypew@gmail.com or follow us at messypew on Instagram or Twitter. thank you very much for listening. Take care, and God bless, and be excellent to each other and to God.